The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Who knows what the impact on mass transit systems will be with this new variant of COVID, Omicron. But last night it was announced that people arriving here from seven southern African countries will have to quarantine at home for 10 days after landing under new restrictions because of this new variant. We're joined by Patrick Edmond, Managing Director of Altair Advisory, an aviation strategy consultancy. Patrick, very welcome to the programme. First of all, this news about the new variant and the initial restrictions on travel from those countries had a real impact on airline and travel stocks. IAG, which owns Aer Lingus, fell 14%. Ryanair fell 12%, knocked $2 billion off the valuation of the business. Lufthansa, EasyJet down 10%. It's very much in the front line, and the market seems to be pricing in further restrictions.
Good morning, Richard. Nice to be with you. You're absolutely right. This has had a very significant impact on all of the main players in the aviation and tourism space, because they were beginning to get used to the situation as previously pertained, and the arrival of a new variant, while it has an immediate impact on travel to and from South Africa, it has a potential longer-term impact even on travel within Europe if it causes an increase in the number of cases and if we start seeing country-by-country restrictions on short-haul travel.
Now, the reality is that Ireland doesn't have direct flights with South Africa, but how do you think we should approach this? Many people will say, shut down, shut down, shut down. Airlines are, you know, that's the first thing that we should be doing.
I think it's a very difficult balancing act, as we've seen over the last year and a bit. And even if you look at the reaction in South African media over the last couple of days, they make the point that they feel the country and the air services are effectively being scapegoated by the fact that the South African testing system was able to find this very quickly. In general, being able to test and quarantine is going to be an effective way of doing this, as long as the testing works well. Two flights came into Schiphol yesterday from South Africa, Amsterdam Schiphol, and testing found approximately 10% positive, according to the reports this morning. That means that we need to put in place whether a quarantine system or an effective tracking system. If we're going to keep air routes open, we need to allow people to travel safely and to feel that they're not bringing the virus back into their communities.
And there are two elements to that. One is about policing the situation when people arrive at airports, but the other is about confidence and people's confidence to travel. And we have seen a huge rebound in international travel, and people seemed very confident about, not everybody, but a lot of people very confident about travelling again. This will be a dent to that, won't it?
You're absolutely right. In the very short term, this is the beginning of the main South African tourist season. It's their summer just starting, so this will be cataclysmic for them. This by itself, right now in November, is not a peak time for travel in normal times here in Europe. However, pretty soon, just after Christmas, people would normally start thinking about their summer holidays and would think about booking, and the airlines would expect a major cash flow bonus at that time. So as people hold off because of the uncertainty, that's going to have a knock-on effect for airlines, even though the summer is still seven or more months away.
How big a shock was this, do you think, for the airline industry? In one sense, things were beginning to get back to normal. More and more people are traveling. In another sense, we kind of knew that there were going to be new variants arriving. Many people would, you know, health professionals would have expected that. But you were at a conference, an aviation conference. What was the atmosphere like there?
That's right. In fact, I was at two conferences this week. I was at the annual general meeting of the European Regional Airline Association in London a couple of days ago, where the mood, I would say, was cautiously positive. Yes, we recognise all of the difficulties, but the airline CEOs who were there were acknowledging that they are beginning to get a handle on this, and of course that's now been turned upside down. The other event I attended this week was an event on aviation sustainability and how the airline industry can become greener and start adopting sustainable fuels and so on. So that's the, if you like, the next existential crisis around the corner for the industry.
But of course, some people will say if as a result of this fewer people are taking flights generally, that might help the whole climate change issue.
That's absolutely true. But assuming that the industry doesn't close down completely because it's essential for for business and for modern lifestyles, it needs to work as efficiently as possible. That's a topic for another day. But what I would say this week, at the beginning of this week, the airlines were starting to feel they had a little bit of, let's say, breathing space to start thinking about that next crisis. But now, unfortunately, they're back into the short-term crisis management to see what will happen with this unknown variant.
Okay. Patrick Edmund, Managing Director of Altair Advisory, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.